Sutter Health, one of California's largest healthcare systems, has reached a tentative settlement in an antitrust lawsuit that was filed by self-funded employers and State Attorney General Javier Becerra. The agreement was announced this morning in San Francisco Superior Court right before the trial was set to begin. We're going to talk a little bit more about the suit. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Jenny Gold. She's a writer for Kaiser Health News, not affiliated with Kaiser Hospitals. Jenny, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Talk a little
bit
about the heart of this suit. What was it all about?
So this lawsuit was at heart about Sutter's negotiating tactics, how they negotiate in the room with insurers to demand higher prices. And the attorney general said the way that they did that was illegal and violated California's antitrust laws and had resulted in higher health care costs across Northern California. And they presented evidence suggesting that prices here in Northern California are 20 to 30% higher than they are in Southern California, even after adjusting for the cost of living.
So from a very practical standpoint, what will the difference be for end users?
Well, we don't know yet what's in this settlement agreement, but presumably the attorney general and employers got something out of the deal, likely some kind of damages from Sutter, which could go to these large employers, and also perhaps a change in the negotiating tactics, a change in the way Sutter hospitals go and negotiate and demand higher prices from insurers.
So it sounds like there's a possibility, at least, that consumers, the end users, might end up getting a break, a little bit of a break in healthcare costs.
Absolutely. That's the widespread hope, that this will ultimately result in lower prices for all of us in terms of our copays, our deductibles, our premiums. That is the goal here.
Is it your sense that there are wider implications to all this in terms of the industry itself?
That's definitely what I'm hearing, that everybody in hospital boardrooms across the country has been closely watching this case to see what happens, because hospitals across the country, large consolidated systems, use similar negotiating tactics that Sutter does. And if the attorney general was able to convince them to give those up here because perhaps they violate antitrust laws, that means that hospitals in other parts of the country are going to be watching and may in turn change their negotiating prices to avoid these sorts of settlements and lawsuits in the future.
The folks who filed this suit before the attorney general got involved, self-funded employers, these are smaller businesses, right?
They're actually mostly bigger businesses. They're the businesses that take on the risk of health insurance themselves when they go to provide it for their employees.
Well, thank you so much for making some time for us. Very much appreciated. That's Jenny Gold. And again, she is a writer for Kaiser Health News, which is not affiliated with Kaiser Hospitals.